Across the country yesterday, more than 1,000 labor rallies were held, including six in Alaska. The events mark the anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination 43 years ago when he was in Memphis to support striking garbage collectors trying to establish union rights. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander reports on the Juno rally.
It took two men to hold the banner that condensed the rally message. We are one, standing together for working families. Other signs read, union rights are human rights. The middle class is union made. And another large banner quoting President Barack Obama, labor unions are part of the solution, not part of the problem. The rallies were part of the push against the anti-union sentiment that is springing up in some states, such as Wisconsin and Ohio. In Juneau, more than 150 gathered after work in front of the state capitol, where Democratic legislators cheered them on and promised solidarity. Former State Labor Commissioner Tom Cashin warned that budget problems in those states are being blamed on the unions, and it could happen in Alaska.
You know, we say it can't happen here, but wait till he gives the $2 billion a year back to the oil companies, and then we have our own financial crisis. And guess whose fault it's going to be? Public employees that are causing the problem.
Cashin was talking about Governor Sean Parnell's proposal to reduce taxes on Alaska oil producers. Parnell hopes it would result in more oil exploration, while critics are concerned it would lead to the same kind of budget problems other states are facing. One sign at the rally read, "This is not a protest. This is a movement." Pro-union rallies in support of Wisconsin public employees have been held across America since Wisconsin's governor introduced legislation to reduce bargaining rights. Anchorage Representative Les Guerra likened the effort to the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s.
You know, if Martin Luther King were alive today, he would be in Wisconsin. He would be in Ohio. If we needed him up here, he would be in Alaska.
Rallies are wonderful, but you should inject yourself into the community more.
Fairbanks Representative Joe Thomas brought a strong union background to the legislature. He told the Juneau crowd that unions need to become involved in the local business community and chambers of commerce.
You need to be there to make your case for the equality of workers. You are the only voice for all workers, not just organized workers, all workers. That means the unorganized folks that oppose you and think that you're benefiting more from the system than they are uninformed. You need to make sure that they understand the message that you are doing the work for them. You're making sure that the minimum wage is increased, that there are unemployment benefits, that there are workers' compensation benefits.
Workers' rights are
We Are One was the slogan for similar rallies that stretched from San Francisco to New York. Besides Juneau, the Alaska rallies drew crowds in Ketchikan, Anchorage, the Mat-Su, Fairbanks, and Soldotna. In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.
Workers' rights are human rights.